It's Tuesday, November 18, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Bank of Namibia's Nawfiku Hamunime, the Deputy Director of Corporate Communications and Sustainability, welcomed South Africa's decision to lower its inflation target to 3%, saying it will bring long-term benefits for Namibia through the common monetary area. With Namibia's dollar pegged to the rand, aligning key monetary indicators like interest rates helps maintain stability, while membership in the bloc continues to provide price stability, lower transaction costs, and access to deeper financial markets.
While the lowered inflation target holds immense benefits for Namibia, the Bank of Namibia has noted that the relatively high proportion of administered prices in Namibia's inflation basket may limit the country from fully reaping the benefits of the envisioned lower inflation target set by South Africa. Accordingly, the Bank of Namibia will continue to engage with relevant stakeholders involved in price and wage setting to consider the implication of wages and administered prices on inflation in order to ensure that Namibia's price and monetary stability is promoted effectively.
The Cancer Association of Namibia's Chief Executive Rolf Hansen says they're set to open a new 10-bed palliative care unit in Swakopmund on 23rd January next year. Hansen confirmed that construction and furnishing are complete, staff recruitment began in mid-November, and the initiative underscores a shared commitment to providing dignified and accessible care for cancer patients and their families.
We believe that this marks yet another significant milestone in bringing this essential service, palliative care, and the understanding thereof to our Namibian community, and we look forward to the Irongo Center and then also the Windhoek West Center that will start. Now, the Windhoek West Center will primarily be focused, and this is my goal, my aim, my dream, and my prayer, to support state patients. We really want to build this facility, especially earmarked for our state patients, our financially vulnerable patients, so that we can help them.
To South Africa now, where former Political Killings Task Team member Ntate Kumalo has told the Madlanga Commission that he last handled the 121 dockets on the 26th of March after receiving them from two combat members who transferred from KwaZulu-Natal. Kumalo said the dockets were returned in August following Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's 6 July press conference, citing it felt like the calm after the turbulence.
It was messy because I think if we were given ample time, there would have been a smooth handing over, because handing over it's a very crucial and important process. If it's not properly coordinated, we will start pointing fingers to each other, of which is not necessary.
Continentally, armed men attacked the Government Girls Comprehensive Secondary School in Maga, Keba State, northwest Nigeria, killing a teacher and abducting at least 25 students earlier yesterday. The BBC says the attackers clashed with police before breaching the school perimeter and taking the students from their hostel, while another staff member was injured and is receiving treatment. On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested he is open to talks with Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, who is facing pressure from the White House as his country witnesses a large military buildup in the region. Mitch McCann has the details.
Traveling back to Washington after a weekend in Florida, the U.S. president spoke about increased tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela and told reporters, "We may be having some discussions with Maduro and we'll see how that turns out." He added they would like to talk. The U.S. has moved its largest aircraft carrier into the Caribbean, and Reuters reports it has 5,000 military personnel and dozens of warplanes on board. Maduro is wanted by the U.S., which has accused him of ties to the illegal drug trade, allegations that he denies. While America's goals or plans in the region are unclear, Mr. Trump, when asked what action the U.S. may be set to take, said he has sort of made up my mind.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.